All right, 3, 2, 1, and we are live. Welcome back to the Dental Marketing Podcast, where we help dentists understand marketing and navigate the online marketing world. I'm Craig Jarrell, and I actually work with a lot of dentists, helping them with their marketing, lead generation, new patient leads, even consulting on, you know, how to get more revenue out of their current patient base, you know, those dormant patients, how to get people to accept treatments that you present. But anyways, today we're going to talk about the ultimate content strategy. So, you know, I think a lot of people and a lot of business owners especially are confused on what their content strategy should be. So I'm going to lay out a pretty simple strategy that anyone can do, and it's exactly what I'm doing here. So the ideal content strategy consists of a blog, a podcast, and YouTube videos. So what I recommend is that you start a podcast, you video it, and then turn it into a blog. So that's kind of what's going on here. Like, I'm recording this podcast at the same time I'm recording it using Anchor, which Anchor's pretty good. You know, I don't know if it's good strategy long term, but as far as getting a podcast started, Anchor makes it super simple. So you're going to create your podcast. You're going to video it using either a camera or, like, I'm using my computer right now. And just because, you know, I like to initiate things and go ahead and get them started. Like, everything doesn't have to be perfect. Just get started, get in a rhythm. So you're going to create your podcast. Then you're going to film the podcast while you're recording it, just like I'm doing here. I'm recording on my phone with Anchor. And I'm recording with Zoom. So I'm recording this video as well. So what I'll do is, well, Anchor will upload the podcast to all the major platforms. And then I'll upload the video to YouTube. And then from there, once I get the dentalmarketingpodcast.com website set up, you know, I can put this in a blog as well. So it's all about repurposing content. And what that does is it's going to help you get found, because you got the podcast, which people can find on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Overcast, whatever podcast app they use. They can find you in the podcast. They can find you on YouTube, because YouTube is also a search engine. So you're getting found on the podcast apps, you're getting found on YouTube. And then what you do is turn this whole thing into a blog. So you take exactly what you say from the podcast. You can transcribe your podcast video from YouTube. It'll give you all the caption, so you can basically just copy and paste, make a few edits here and there, and then throw that into a blog on your website. And then also put the video above the content in your website, in your blog. So you got the video, and then you got the content underneath, and that's really powerful when it comes to SEO, especially if you have a strong title that's a popular keyword or phrase. That's going to really help you get found on the internet. Now, the reason we want to do that mainly is because we're taking advantage of, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, getting found on different platforms. Somebody's going to find us somewhere. So by creating one podcast and recording it, really, I think the best way to do this is to record a podcast, because you record the podcast, you have the content, you video, you film the podcast. So now you have a video of the podcast. And then you just turn that into a blog. Now you got three powerful pieces of content. And you got the YouTube video and the blog together in your website, which is really going to help you get found online. So You know, for example, for a dentist, you could do a podcast, one podcast episode about dental implants and what you need to know when you're thinking about dental implants, what the best procedure is to get dental implants. You could say all this in the podcast, record the YouTube, the video, put it on YouTube, and then also put that in the blog with the video on your website. So that way, when people search something about dental implants, you're likely to, your podcast is likely to show up, your YouTube video is likely to show up, and your blog is likely to show up. Now, this is going to take time because this is all organic traffic. You know, it's not paid. So you're not paying for people to see it immediately. It's got to rank up through the search engines. But by utilizing the podcast, the YouTube video, and the blog, that's going to be very powerful for ranking. And then you can also repurpose this content for an Instagram post, LinkedIn, Facebook, tweet. You can tweet about it. And that's really what you should be using your social media for, is to promote your main content. You know, it's one big funnel. You got the large part of the funnel at the top, which is the social media platforms where, you know, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you promote this podcast and say, hey guys, if you didn't get a chance to check out our podcast on dental implants, click the link in the bio to listen to it, to check it out, you know. So you're using Instagram, using Facebook. Hey guys, just launched a podcast. Don't forget to check it out. LinkedIn, Twitter, same thing. You're using these platforms to promote your main piece of content. You can also link the video, the blog. And so you got the social media platforms. Then you got your podcast, your blog, and your YouTube videos. You're starting to build a following there, people who follow you, because you're educating them, you're teaching them, and then maybe you get them to join your email list, or maybe you get them to book an appointment and do business with you, you know. But it's all about getting people from this large part of the funnel, smaller and smaller, until you get those customers coming through because they love your content. They found you, they had questions, you answered them with your content, and now they're like, why wouldn't I do business with this person? I'm learning from him. It feels like I know him, I trust him or her, you know? And that's who I'm gonna book an appointment with. That's who I'm gonna buy from. That's who I'm gonna trust to get in a chair, and that's who I'm gonna trust to do my dental work. So that's the main topic of this episode today, is really figure out what you're gonna do a podcast on, and then you can turn that into a YouTube video, a blog, and you can pull bits and pieces of knowledge from that content and use it throughout the week on your social media platforms. Now, this is tough to do by yourself. That's why you want to either hire a company like mine to do it for you, or, you know, hire an assistant, have some of your staff help you out in the beginning. But just because you don't have everything lined up perfectly, don't let it stop you from starting your content. You know, I just saw Gary Vaynerchuk speak last week at a conference here in Nashville, and that's one of the things he said. He's like, if you're not posting or creating content on one of the major seven platforms, then you are losing. You're gonna be irrelevant in a couple of years. So it's important to start, you know, just putting your content out there, even if it's not perfect yet. Just get in the habit every week putting content out there, because people are seeing it and people will do business with you because of it. So figure out your podcast, or if you like to write, you know, figure out a blog and start writing the blog, and then turn the blog into a podcast. You know, there's several different ways you can do this. So That's my advice for today. This is the ultimate content strategy. It's very powerful with SEO, the blog, the podcast, the YouTube video. And then from there, you have content to pull for all of your other social media platforms, all your other posting, things that you're putting out there. You can send people to that. You can get a lot of questions answered just by creating content. You know, so if people are wasting your time with questions, the same question over and over, do a podcast episode about it and then send people to the podcast or the YouTube video. Say, hey, watch this video, watch this series. It'll answer most of your questions. Then if you have more, come and talk to me. So there's all kinds of ways that you can use a podcast in your business or a blog, you know, just taking the knowledge that you have in your brain and putting it out there, because not everyone, you know, knows what you know. Not everyone has had the experiences that you've had. So put that into some content and share it with the world and watch the magic happen. So this is the Dental Marketing Podcast. I hope this episode was helpful for you today. Use that ultimate content strategy and we'll keep helping you with marketing and understanding the digital marketing world. But if you have more questions about this, you can reach me on Instagram, either at Craig Jarrell or at Dental Marketing Podcast. Shoot me a DM if you have questions about, you know, how to start a podcast or a YouTube channel. Be happy to help you out. You can also visit our website, 615digitalmarketing.com. You can fill out the form there. I'll receive that, and then we can get a strategy call booked on the calendar. So look forward to talking to you guys soon, and we will see you on the next episode.